It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Friday, May 29th. I'm Patricia Naft. The federal government announced a new plan Thursday to try and protect the greater sage grouse from extinction while hoping to prevent the bird from being added to the endangered species list. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
The U.S. Department of the Interior and Forest Service plan includes several efforts to reduce habitat fragmentation, including caps on energy development and lessening oil and gas drilling on sagebrush lands. Luke Schaefer with Conservation Colorado says it's a positive step and comprehensive plan.
We still have viable populations that we can continue to not just protect, but enhance through management.
The ground-dwelling bird lives in 11 western states, including Colorado. The population has dropped from 16 million birds to less than 500,000, mainly due to lost sagebrush territory. Governor John Hickenlooper recently directed the state to beef up protection efforts. He says an Endangered Species Act listing would hurt Colorado's economy because of increased restrictions. A decision is expected in September. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
On Tuesday and Wednesday, telecommunication services for thousands of Roaring Fork Valley residents was down for more than 16 hours. Aspen Public Radio reports CenturyLink is investigating what caused cellular landline and internet service to cut out. On Tuesday, the company received notification that a fiber cable was damaged and caused an outage from Aspen to Carbondale. CenturyLink restored service to the area by mid-morning Wednesday. The trial of a pastor accused of sexually abusing a teenage boy has been reset. The Montrose Daily Press reports the trial for Jeremias Quintero was scheduled to continue in June, but it's been moved back to October. Allegations were made that he molested a teen and showed him pornography in 2013. In April, the teen Quintero was accused of abusing died in a vehicle accident. Quintero, who was once a pastor in Delta and Glenwood Springs, denies the allegations made against him. A man from Colbran will be charged with first-degree attempted murder. 33-year-old Joseph McCaleb allegedly tried to jerk the steering wheel of a vehicle his stepfather was driving, causing it to crash into a ditch on Tuesday. According to the Mesa County Sheriff's Office, the driver was taken to the hospital for treatment and McCaleb was later arrested and booked into the Mesa County Detention Facility. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports the district attorney told the judge Wednesday he'll charge McCaleb with first-degree attempted murder. Colorado's water plan will likely include additional conservation measures from both cities and industrial users. That's what members of the state's Interbasin Compact Committee agreed to at a meeting last week. The specifics are still being worked on, but the added conservation could save 400,000 acre-feet of water. Kate McIntyre is with the Colorado Water Conservation Board. She tells KUNC public comments on the plans were supportive of conservation.
We heard a lot about support for environmental and recreational needs, and then we did hear a lot from people about the need to increase conservation targets.
So far, the state has received over 24,000 comments on the Colorado Water Plan. A second draft will be released in mid-July, and there will be a 60-day period for additional public input. A final version of the plan will go to the governor in December. The plan is not legally binding, but statewide lawmakers can use it to guide future policy. Finding enough water to meet the demands of the booming Front Range has city planners closely looking at how new developments can be built with water conservation as a key component. And with the second draft of the state water plan scheduled for release in July, many water advocates are hoping to see the issue of land use addressed. As Maeve Conran reports for our statewide water series Connecting the Drops, in the arid West, land and water go hand in hand.
Colorado has experienced massive population growth in the last few years, and that trend is projected to continue.
So the 2040 forecast for Colorado is about 7.8 million people, increasing from about 5 million in 2010.
That's Elizabeth Garner, the state demographer. She says more than 2 million of that growth will happen between Pueblo and Fort Collins, putting increased pressure on the state's already tight water supplies.
How will we deal with it? Where will we put them? How will we provide water resources and other resources, whether it takes 20, 30, 40, 50 years to get there.
That growth in population is why many groups who are concerned about water resources in Colorado are calling for land planning to play a greater role in the water plan.
Half of our drinking water on the Front Range is going to outdoor water use.
Drew Beckwith is a water policy manager with Western Resource Advocates. He says the state water plan should encourage growing cities to incorporate water conservation in their land planning decisions, and that relatively simple measures like requiring increased density in new housing developments will have big water savings.
So if you put houses closer together and they have less lawn, they're going to use less water outdoors.
More and more municipalities are already recognising the need to use less irrigation water. In 2004, the City of Westminster established landscape regulations requiring a maximum of 15 gallons per square foot water use per year. Stu Fineglass, the city's water resources analyst, says the results have been dramatic.
In a recent study we did, we found that Westminster single-family homes are using about 70% of the water we project they would need for their yards.
Since 2001, Westminster has added about 12,000 people, yet the water demand has stayed the same or gone down slightly. Fineglass credits better water efficiency in plumbing fixtures and a reduction in outdoor water use. That's on an individual household basis. Changes are also happening at a larger planning level.
It's a great location because the RTD station is right across the way there. I mean, this is... I'm excited about it. I want to see.
Just east of Highway 36, north of Denver, a nearly 9-acre parcel of land will become home to 65 single-family houses. This is one of the last undeveloped areas in Westminster city limits. Principal city planner Grant Penland says unlike older developments, these homes will have a lot less lawn.
So part of the water conservation is turf area will be reduced to 30 to 35% of landscape areas.
The developer for this parcel beat out other applications by factoring in water conservation. Penland says this is due to the city's specific competitive bidding process.
We incentivize water conservation, energy conservation, reduction in turf, those types of aspects as part of the competition.
Drew Beckwith with Western Resource Advocates says the state could play a significant role in encouraging more municipalities to conserve water through similar kinds of land planning practices. And the first place to start is the Colorado Water Plan.
In Colorado, we have a law that says in everyone's comprehensive plan, in their land use comprehensive plan, you have to consider tourism. It's the only thing in Colorado that is required in your comprehensive plan. In Arizona, for instance, there is a requirement for you to have a water element of your comprehensive plan. Perhaps something like that would be appropriate in Colorado.
Currently, developers must show they can provide water for their projects, but master plans aren't required to include water as a consideration. The Colorado Water Conservation Board says the upcoming water plan won't mandate land use policies for local government and planning agencies. But the state legislature is getting a head start on linking land planning and water use. On May 1st, Governor John Hickenlooper signed into law a measure that allows municipalities to avail of free training in water demand management and water conservation. For Connecting the Drops, I'm Maeve Conran.
Connecting the Drops is a collaboration between Rocky Mountain Community Radio Stations and the Colorado Foundation for Water Education, with support from Aurora Water. Find out more at yourwatercolorado.org.
Stay tuned for Alan and the Feel Good Friday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.